I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on this edition of Across Kentucky. The beautiful yellow fields of canola across Kentucky, southern Indiana, and Tennessee will be heading to Trenton, Kentucky, and Todd County for processing into canola oil. Robert Davis with Hart Ag Strong says the new canola crushing facility came online earlier this year.
Our processing facility came into operation there in the early part of January, and so we have been crushing last year's seeds that were harvested and shipping out oil and meal. So we are in operation, and with this year's harvest, we'll have substantially more seeds to process, and that would maybe set the possibility of additional acreage that would allow us to expand the crushing capacity beyond what it is now.
Davis says the number of farmers growing canola this year in the region has increased due to the completion of the crushing facility.
We provide acre contracts where the farmers can contract their production off of whatever acreage they are interested in considering to plant canola.
We'll preview the future of the canola industry in Kentucky in just a moment.
Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote in the May 19th primary. It's the most important thing you can do for yourself on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged in the process and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important farm chore on May 19th than to make your voice heard and go to the polls and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Robert Davis with Hart Ag Strong says after the canola processing facility came online in early January, it's producing quite a bit of oil and meal.
The current crushing capacity is 150 tons a day, so that's essentially about six semi-loads of canola, and that will, on an annual basis, process about 30,000 acres of canola grown in the area. And so with the expansion of the acreage, you know, we have everything set up to expand that to 300 tons a day.
Davis adds that if farmers continue to grow canola in a regular crop rotation, it will likely result in expansion at the Trenton facility.
Currently what we're doing is we're selling the meal and then shipping the oil down here to Georgia to be processed to final food grade quality and then packaged. So those are things that we could very well do right there in Trenton.
Davis says he's also working on a Kentucky Proud label through the University of Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.